following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Two Bronco assistants have been named the interim co-head coaches of the Hastings College volleyball team for this season. Abby Welliver and Lindy Rose will take over for Lori Willitson, who resigned last week. The announcement was made this morning by Hastings Athletic Director Ian Roberts.
Normally, the search for a new head coach, even in the best of circumstances, takes several months. And we just didn't feel that we had several months to make this type of decision. Our long-term goal is to open the position up this fall. We'll accept applications. We hope to have a new coach hired by January or February, a permanent coach hired by January or February, so they can come in and start recruiting and start preparations for next year.
The Broncos finished 21-14 last year, 10-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The two become the fifth head coach in the last 4 years for the Hastings College volleyball program. Nebraska will start this season ranked number 11 in the USA Today Coaches Poll. The Huskers finished 10-4 last year. Oklahoma is ranked number one. The Sooners received 42 first-place votes in the preseason poll. Alabama was second, followed by Oregon, LSU, and Florida State. The Crimson Tide received 13 first-place votes. Oregon and LSU each had two. Rounding out the top 10 were Stanford, Boise State, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, and Wisconsin. The Hastings College football team has been picked by the league's coaches to finish fifth this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos finished 5-5 last year. With defending NAIA national runner-up Sioux Falls no longer in the GPAC, Morningside was picked first in the preseason poll. Northwestern was second, followed by Midland University, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan was sixth, followed by Concordia, Doan, Briar Cliff, and Dort. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Save big money during Menards 11% sale. Receive an 11% rebate on all your purchases all this week. Eliminate hard water problems with a Water Boss water softener. They help to extend the life of your home's plumbing, fixtures, and water-using appliances, plus provide better-tasting water that's also better for your hair, skin, and clothes. The new Water Boss Pro Plus water softener removes both hardness and chlorine. Just $445 after rebate.
Save big money at Menards.
As the maid poured wine and we prepared to dine, I knew I was feeling out of place.
At a table as large as the river bar. Merritt, way to go, bro. I want to thank folks who won our demo derby tickets to the Buffalo County Fair coming up on Sunday night. Tomorrow night, the Gary Allen Thompson Square concert. All you have to do, folks, we've got about 20 minutes left. If you haven't signed up on our Facebook page and say that you want Gary Allen tickets, you got about 20 minutes to do so. And then Merritt, in our last half hour, will draw out two winners for two pairs of tickets to Gary Allen and Thompson Square tomorrow night, 7:30 at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We will be there tomorrow with the Doug and Daddy Show as they get set up and raring to go. Coming up in just a second, John Peterson's going to join us. We've also got our Big Ten football preview with Derek Moy, outstanding wide receiver of Penn State, and crossing our fingers that Matt Goggin will join us before the end of this show. He is number one on the nationwide tour. He's one win away from back on the PGA. He's won this event before, and of course, just a couple of years ago, was in the final group on Sunday at the British Open.
But don't you think some of these guys are just battling their asses off every week, week in, week out? They see his name up there, and they just go, great. I'm serious. Don't they just go, oh, awesome.
It's like
great.
It's like Tiger
Matthew Goggins here.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Awesome.
Folks, you can watch it all, golf, baseball, football, doesn't matter what the season is. Sports fans, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, the Loft, and Courtyard, where they have live music almost every night, and of course over the weekends out in the courtyard, sometimes inside. It's all there for you at Cunningham's Journal and the Courtyard. The coldest draft beer in town, more HD TVs than a TV store, so you can follow all your favorite sports teams at once. And don't forget to enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6, including the big-ass beer specials for only $2.50, and all Wells for $1.50, plus a large selection of small craft and micro brews. And, of course, their kitchen has just taken off here in the last 6 months. All kinds of great food, something to snack on. You want a full meal, that's there for you. Whether it's a casual get-together or a night out on the town, or you just want to watch sports and have a beer, Cunningham's is the place to be.
Doug, right now we're talking a little more Cox Classic here. We're joined by John Peterson. He's the head pro at Miracle Hills right down the street here in Omaha. John, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for stopping by. As always, good to see you and good to see your daughter again.
Likewise.
Johnny, we talked to Mr. Hurley earlier. Now, he's going to his first nationwide tour event, and the Butterflies are going to be there. You've had the opportunity as the PGA Pro of the Year here in the state of Nebraska to play in this event numerous times. Are the Butterflies still there, or can you compare the first time you walked on the first tee to what you're going to feel today?
Oh, they're there, no question. I remember the first time, it was 3 years ago, Shane Zywick, who's playing in this tournament, playing fairly well. He was my caddy the first day, and we were on the putting green getting ready to go to number one. We were all fine. We get to the first tee, and I said, what just happened in those last 30 feet from the putting green to the first tee? I go, do they quit serving oxygen from there to here or what?
Obviously a lot of fun for you being in this event again, and congratulations by qualifying for this event again. It is a premier event across the Midwest as far as the golf goes. How's your game right now?
My game is iffy at best. Let's just put it frank. I need to turn around, make some putts, hit it in the fairway, and hopefully I can hit some greens. It's been a long year, but fortunately what I did last year got me one of the Nebraska Section PGA 3 spots here as player of the year.
You mentioned Shane. He's even through the front nine. He's the pro, he's the pro over at Highlands. What about the Nebraska flavor that only really has that opportunity, unless they hit a home run this weekend, to play here in the Cox Classic?
Well, I think it's a big deal for all of us. I think the way the process goes about how you get in here, and Shane's game's sharp. He's played in 3 PNCs, Professional National Championships, made the cut all 3 times, which is the hardest cut in golf. I think he's probably a little disappointed with his even par if you look at his scorecard, but I think he and Raul will play well for sure. I think I need to get struck by lightning for it to happen to me, but we'll see what happens. We're going to go out there and we're going to battle, but it is a big deal. This is definitely number one on most of the players in our section list of events to play in for the year.
You were at the teaching the kids day where Hurley was hitting the balls.
Yeah.
You were around nationwide tour players that you did not know. They did not know John Hurley. Tell the folks out there a quick story about your view of that situation.
Yeah, Greg Newyear, the head pro here at Champions, is giving the kids a little enlightenment of watching John Hurley hit a few drives, and there's this mound at the end of the driving range, and there's probably 8 nationwide players there kind of off to the side as Greg was introducing everybody, and John stroked a few drivers out there about 350 over that mound. I think it was about the top of that mound, and we didn't see anything bounce, and I looked to my left, and 3 or 4 nationwide players are kind of looking around back and forth like, who in the world is this guy? And about the third one, he sucked a couple of us into his vortex. And John is such a nice guy, and you watch him swing it. He's such a big, solid young man, and he's such a great guy. I played in front of him Monday's Pro-Am, and he hit it over our head a couple times when we got our carts in some low-lying areas. I think on 15, I drove it about 262. The fairways are pretty wet, and he flew it to the 340 marker, and I'm like, what? He flew it right over our carts, literally. Right. And on number 9, he hit 3-wood in the bleachers, just left of the bleachers over the green. So
now, people know number 9 that are listening because Chip Beck hit the hole-in-1 there.
Yeah.
You actually eagled the hole a year ago.
Yeah.
That's the dollar beer hole if you're coming down. If somebody eagles, they give you dollar beer for an hour. He flew the green, though.
With a 3-wood.
With a 3-wood.
Yeah.
The guy, I told him, you're becoming a myth and a legend, and he's never won a golf tournament in his life.
Exactly. You know, there's no one out there that hits it farther than he does. And if there is, that person's not mortal. But you know what? When John figures out how to control his wedge spin and he makes a few putts, I think he'll be a very successful young man. But I think he's finding out quickly that that yesterday's Pro-Am score means absolutely nothing today. And hopefully for him, he plays very well. I'm rooting for the young man. We talked on the putting green about an hour ago, just hitting a few putts. He has the same time I do. He's going off one, and I'm going off 10, so that are before no one will be following me, and everybody will be following him. But that's all right.
That's why you brought your daughter in, so you'd have somebody to watch you play. Was that the whole deal?
Yeah, I got her in, and there'll be 20 or 30 of my students following me for 9 holes, and then they'll see Hurley make the turn at the same time as me, and they'll be switching over to him, I'm sure.
You do have a great stable of young kids that have had a great summer. They played well in the high school golf season a year ago. You're looking forward to getting them going back in school and getting another high school season started.
Yeah, I have a great stable of kids. I had 4 kids finish in the top 9 in the state junior AM. I had 4 in the top 17 of the state AM, several of the same juniors. It's a lot of fun. And actually, my priorities have changed. I have gone from wanting to play more to wanting to help those young men out and girls. And I follow them. We teach them the game of golf into the very in-depth. And I have one of my students on my bag today, so it'll be a lot of fun, and he's looking forward to it. He'll be as nervous as I am, that's for sure, especially after watching me hit it the last 3 days. He's going to be real nervous.
John Peterson is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We're live at Champions Run, side of the Cox Classic, 16th year underway, and we'll update the scoreboard in just a little bit. A lot of folks remember John, who's now at Miracle Hills, from being at the Kearney Country Club from our listening area. And, of course, if you follow the Monday Pro-Ams, his name's been up there for numerous times and playing on the special events. A couple of different questions, John. First, about the young kids, and then secondly, about how the Metro, is, as it does in most sports, seems to outshine the rest of the state. But do you think the golf for the high school kids right now is as good as it's ever been? We've had a Crick at a time. We've had a Hurley at a time. We've had some Class A kids that go on and find some. We got a couple of young kids out at Scott's Bluff right now that are doing some good things. But is this as good a group as you have had since you moved here?
Yeah. I have 4 16-year-olds that I think are just going to be some unbelievable golfers. So I think this year was a solid group of kids. I think next year maybe the senior class is down a little bit, but I have numerous college coaches talking to me about my sophomores that are soon to be juniors. That is a stellar group, and they have done very well nationally. So I think that the upper coming is going to be very solid for the state of Nebraska.
And again, this is a question that very few people can answer, but you've been in Kearney, now you've been in Omaha. What do you say to the kids that don't maybe have the same opportunities, the same facilities, the same, as nice as some of the courses are, they're just not what you can do here in Omaha. What do you say to them that would help them continue to get better?
Well, first of all, you got to seek out good information from a person who knows what they're talking about. I had that fortunate. I was fortunate growing up to have people lead me in that direction, and I think you can seek that out wherever you're at. Obviously, John Hurley's from O'Neill, so there's not much out there. So he found good information, found the right guy to help him out, and proceeded very nicely and will continue to do so. Obviously, in Kearney, you have options. There's many of golf courses out there, and I think there's quality instructors out there, too. So I think the kids, but they have to want to do it. It's no different than in baseball, basketball, or any other sport. You can't say, I want to do it and not go work at it. You have to work out. And the kids I work with, they work very, very hard. In fact, way harder than I do, just because I don't have the time to do what they do.
Shane, before we let you get out of here, John, talk about the course. It's been hot. We asked Chad about it. Your mind from years past, the shape this course is in with the heat, the way it's been.
Well, I think Chad is going to be politically correct on what he said. I play here quite often. The heat has taken a toll on some of the fairways. The greens probably are not as fast as they want it to be. They're awful soft. But if the rain doesn't come today, I expect the greens to be firm and fast for the weekend. I don't think the winning score will be any higher or any lower. I think it's going to be right around 20 to 22 under, just looking at the leaderboard now. I don't think anybody in town has a quality golf course up to the potential that it can be just based on the weather. And that's not an excuse, and golf pros and superintendents butt heads quite often, but I don't think there's there's any other way to get it better than what they have done. You know, the Mother Nature and the water starts seeping up. When it gets to 100 degrees, the water's bubbling the greens up. If anybody has any idea what that's like, you just can't do it with any better than what they're doing it now.
Last thing, then we'll let you get back to practicing. 2:20 tee time for John Peterson. We've talked about some of these guys. Last night you were telling us a lot of great things about Brandon Crick, another one in our listening area from McCook. We talked with Stu Pospisil a couple of weeks ago. Can anybody from Nebraska finally break out? Duchesky has tried. He's struggling a little bit right now, but you really like Crick's game.
Well, Brandon, if he heard this, would strangle me, but I'm going to put him on the spot. The kid's got unbelievable talent, well beyond his years. His intelligence of the game is well beyond his years. I caddied from a tour school. You know, we could, you know, sit down and eat dinner, and we can talk anything. He's always open to learning. He always texts me and asks me questions, and right now he's having a very good year in the Dakota Tour. This kid's going to catch lightning in a bottle. I really believe that, and I think John Hurley's potentially can do that too. It's being in the right place at the right time. Zach Johnson did it. Scott Duchesky did it. There's a lot of guys that have done that. But, you know, when you get the opportunity, these guys are good enough, they have to seize the moment because, you know, the sponsorship dollars don't last forever. And the people that are willing to put it out there are only willing to do it for so long. So the boys got to step up. The young men got to step up when the chance arises. And I expect both of these guys to do it. I really expect Brandon to do it. He is... He's just such a quality golfer. He has no weaknesses. In fact, last year he was fourth in greens in regulation here. And when we got done, I played with him the first 2 days. And then after the fourth day, we sat down and talked about it. And he said, you know, I didn't putt too bad. And I showed him his stats. And he goes, actually, I putted horrible. And he found out the difference between putting not too bad and putting on the nationwide and the big tour. You know, two shots around is winning or missing the cut. But, you know, not to get out of here too fast, Tony, I've never seen you drink so many waters with lemon in last night. We must have had 10 water. You must have had 10 waters last night.
Hydration.
You were drinking.
Hydration.
Well, it is his anniversary today, so I think he was prepping.
Is that right? Okay. Now, well, happy anniversary, Tony.
Thank you. A guy had 19 putts and finished even par. Is that what you told me earlier?
No, he had 19. Steve Wheatcroft is a quality young man. I wouldn't call him a young man, 33, 34 years old. Came out and gave a clinic to Mike. Clientele on Tuesday night, and he's 136th in driving and first in putting. And I talked to him at the turn, and he had 19 putts on the front side. Steve wasn't happy, so no need to follow him any longer. He doesn't. I don't want to brew anything up there. Jeez, maybe I had him just hit shots on the range. Maybe I should have had him take us to the putting green.
Well, John, we'll let you get out of here. Always a pleasure talking to you, hanging out with you, and seeing you. Good luck this week.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
John Peterson, he is ready to tee it up on the Nationwide Tour here at the Cox Classic at 2:20, and we'll talk more with a bunch of folks as we're coming home in the last 40 minutes here. We're hoping Matt Goggin will get a chance to swing by and join us here at the 19th hole. Clouds have actually rolled back in here, Daddy. We may have to take a look at what's going on with the weather because it missed us this morning. We thought it was done, but we got some heavy clouds over us once again, and that's the one thing you can't really afford on Thursdays and Fridays is rain when you got 150-some golfers out here.
That's exactly, in talking to John this morning a little bit, John Peterson saying, guys, that's why they have to start so early. 156 guys, they go off of both 1 and 10. He goes, it just takes time. You're starting to see that. They're rolling through as fast as they can. But, yeah, you do not want a weather delay of even, you know, even an hour really, really hurts things.
Well, I'm pulling up the most recent radar right here. Everything looks good. It doesn't show any precipitation in the listening area. The precipitation moved through earlier all the way to the north side of things. We'll take a break and be back with more from the Cox Classic here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth right after this timeout.
Even in the muggy days of August, there are 6 words that can send a chill down your spine. Ladies and gentlemen, dump your ducks. The 14th Hastings Family YMCA Duck Race is now part of Kool-Aid Days and raises money for children, families, adults, and seniors in our community who participate in memberships and programs. The first prize is a monster, $7,000 cash, plus $2,000 for the second place and $1,000 for third. The next 21 finishers also win prizes. Adopt a duck today from either of the Hastings Family YMCA Welcome Centers. Sunmart, Russ's Market, Allen's of Hastings, or any Five Points Bank location in Hastings. It's August 12th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Chautauqua Park. Brought to you by the stations of Platte River Radio, including The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Improve your job skills or prepare for a whole new career through CCC's career and technical programs, or start working towards a bachelor's degree. Take courses on campus, online, or in your community. Fall classes start August 22nd. Contact CCC for more information.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
The following sponsors are proud to support the area youth involved with the Buffalo County Fair, 4-H, and Livestock Auction. Kirshner Implement, your Holcomb Scrapper, and Thunder Creek Fuel Trailer Dealer. First State Bank in Shelton, Sorensen Construction in Kearney, Zorb Farms, Statler Implement in Minden, Exchange Bank Gibbon in Minden, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek, and Kappa Grains. Good luck to each and every one of you.
Welcome back to the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on the road again today. Today we're in Omaha at Champions Run and the Cox Classic, where we take a look at the leaderboard. It's currently airing as well on the Golf Channel, and we take a look at Jason Schultz, 7-under, as he plays the 18th hole. 6-under, Matt Every is your clubhouse leader. Danny Lee is 6-under. As he finishes up, he is finishing on the front, so he's got to play 8 and 9. Ken Duke, Jen Parker in the clubhouse at 5-under. And there are some very low scores out there, Daddy.
You know, I saw one of the Wisdom boys from Lexington earlier on. Jason Schultz actually stays with a buddy of his. He was out watching him this morning. I know, you know, Mark Patterson's coming out. He lives right down the street from here. You know, a lot of area people. You know, you just walk around here and you see people from the area. You recognize and have some fun with them. Stop on down and have a cool refreshment. Doug, one of the things this Cox Classic does is aids and helps out so many different charities. And every year we talk to a couple of them. Jody has stopped by from HETRA, which is the Heartland Equine Therapeutic Riding Academy. It's similar to what we have in Kearney at one place. Jody, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you so much for stopping by, and congratulations on being a part of a great event.
It is. It's a great family event. It's a lot of fun for a lot of people out here. HETRA's part of the Cox Classic is to staff the 19th hole, so we are out here seeing all kinds of entertainment.
You got the fun one.
We do.
Now, explain to me how HETRA and the Cox Classic came together. You go to them, you apply, they come to you, they ask. How did you guys team up at this event?
There's actually 12 charities that are selected, and we're kind of in until you decide, you know, not to. We've been with the tournament for 5 years. There was a charity that had backed out 5 years ago, and we had seen an advertisement. We went through the application process. They came out, visited the barn, talked to some of our staff and our therapists, and we were chosen. We were selected as one of them.
How many people are involved with your organization, just not only volunteering here, but do the work with HETRA?
Work with HETRA. We use about 150 volunteers a week. We have two facilities, one in Omaha and one in Valley. We run 6 days a week, and receive about 90 to 100 students a week between the two facilities.
I know a lot of folks in our listening area are friends with our buddy Carter and Kearney Therapeutic Horseback Riding, and we get involved with one of their yearly fundraisers. But for the folks that don't know what this is all about, explain what HETRA is, what HETRA does.
HETRA's mission is to improve the quality of life, both physically and emotionally, of adults and children with disabilities through equine-assisted activities. So kind of simply put, the horse's gait actually mimics a human walk. So some of those students that are wheelchair-bound can get upon that horse, and the horse makes 800 to 900 postural adjustments for that student when they're riding, so their brain gets a lot of the feedback so that they can get some of the sensations as if they were walking. So they can leave behind the wheelchairs, the canes, and all of those medical devices and go out and have fun. It's a lot easier to stretch and reach and grasp ideas, you know, and when you're in the barn versus in a therapy clinic. So it's a lot easier to motivate. Animals are such great motivators as
and
well.
Kids love horses
yeah.
more than standard
exactly.
stationary objects.
I'm guessing you get to see a lot of smiles, a wide range of emotions when you're involved in an organization like this.
Yes.
But you saw a lot of advancement, too, with the individuals you work with.
Yes, we do. We start at 2 is the youngest age that we accept at the barn. We've actually had a 92-year-old woman who came out and rode with our program. So we run all age groups, and we do see, you know, some start out with a leader and two sidewalkers and can advance to riding independently. So there's a lot of confidence building. Having control over a 1,300-pound animal is a great way to boost your confidence.
Nobody has that control over you, big fella, do they? Yeah. Everything's tying into your anniversary today, isn't it?
Yes.
Getting control of the big frame. Jody from Hetra has joined us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio at the Cox Classic. Jody, you've also now expanded. You were telling us with what's been going on with all of our veterans overseas, and I know there's one of the gentlemen that's just back from overseas that's a part of what's going on here at the Cox Classic is one of their big volunteers, but you're helping out with some of the injured military.
Correct. We have a Horses for Heroes program where we're working with the military veterans. There's some of the PTSD issues that we see is isolation, so we're kind of working to get them out to the barn. We'll see some of the amputees, so it's working on balance, getting up and riding. You know, work on your balance, so that's another part that we're working on. And we also have a carriage driving program where the individual sits in the carriage. They're given a second set of reins with the instructor. So it's another thing to get your hand-eye coordination, to work on some social skills, just get to be with another person out in a different arena. It's not that medical, clinical therapy session that you're working with.
So we're out towards western Nebraska or central Nebraska. If somebody's driving through on the interstate, thinks this is an opportunity to help out, you're always taking volunteers, I'm guessing. Is there a website or a phone number you can give them?
Yes. Hetra's website is www.hetra.org. There are over 800 therapeutic riding programs across the United States. Like we mentioned, there's one in Kearney. There is some out in the Panhandle out further. So if you ever, if anybody is interested, feel free to give us a call at Hetra. Our telephone number is 402-359-8830, and we can always connect you with some of those programs that are across the state of Nebraska. So,
Jody, before we let you go, can you give us an example of, you've told us how you helped the Cox Classic. Can you tell us what the Cox Classic has done to help Hetra?
Part of the proceeds that we get from the tournament here goes back to fund our students. Fees. We only charge our families $25 per ride. Some of our families cannot even afford that, so we sponsor that. But in actuality, it costs over $100 per session a time, a student rides. And we are a nonprofit 501c3, so that income coming in helps all those students. We've never turned a student away for inability to pay. So what comes back from the tournament is wonderful.
Folks, you can find out a lot more about this organization or any organization like it in your area. Go to hetra.org, HETRA.org. Jody, it was a pleasure chatting with you, and hopefully things continue to go well as you expand the organization and bring in more folks.
Thank you.
Doug and Daddy Show back here at Champions Run as things are going on in the Cox Classic. Again, we're crossing our fingers that we're going to get an opportunity to talk to the top player on the nationwide tour, Matt Goggin. We are efforting that, and I think it's going to happen without putting the Jim Rome jinx on it, but we think that's going to happen. When we come back, we'll have an update on how Grand Island's doing in the American Legion Baseball Tournament in Dickinson, North Dakota, and we'll hear from Penn State wide receiver Derek Moy on our Big Ten preview right after this.
The following is a radio advertisement for Mountain Dew.
Hey, you want a Mountain Dew?
Sure, thanks. Man, this tastes awesome.
This has been an advertisement for Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew is a great-tasting, citrus-charged soft drink. Mountain Dew is only for people bold enough to live life on their own terms. Do not drink Mountain Dew if you are timid, easily frightened, or strive to blend in, as the refreshing charge of Mountain Dew may cause you to try new things. Do not combine Mountain Dew with lame stuff. Do not drink Mountain Dew in excess, unless you want to. Side effects may include spontaneity, laughter, fierce individuality, an unbridled sense of enthusiasm, better taste in music, and a severe lack of boredom. Do not taunt Mountain Dew. Use caution when combining Mountain Dew with serene activities such as yoga, meditation, sheep counting, or watching paint dry. In the rare case that a bottle of Mountain Dew lasts for more than 4 hours, it may need some ice because it's probably warm.
Side effects are different on the mountain. Mountain Dew, it's different on the mountain.
I said there's a right way and a wrong way to cut spending. Unfortunately, Congress chose the wrong way. This is Senator Ben Nelson. I approve this message to let you know why I voted against raising the debt limit. I voted against this so-called debt reduction plan because it left Medicare vulnerable to billions in unnecessary cuts while using budget gimmicks and accounting tricks to create the illusion of cutting spending now. We need to cut spending and balance the budget, but not on the backs of senior citizens. There are those who want to destroy Social Security and Medicare and turn them into a voucher system or let Wall Street run it. This budget plan is the first step in that direction. So stand with me. Go to SaveNebraskaSeniors.com and sign my online petition to protect Social Security and Medicare. Tell Washington to keep their hands off of your retirement and get their own house in order. Paid for by the Nebraska Democratic Party and authorized by Ben Nelson.
Murphy, where the heck are those reports?
Oh, that stuff? Didn't do them.
What?
Don't worry, it's cool. I scored this delicious BK breakfast muffin sandwich from Burger King this morning.
Your point?
The BK breakfast value menu has tasty choices starting at just a buck each, like the savory sausage biscuit. A decision that smart gives me license to be super dumb.
Murphy!
Offset your stupid with the BK breakfast value menu at Burger King, with lots of tasty choices starting at just a buck each, like Seattle's best coffee. It's a very smart move. Price and participation may vary.
Introducing big news for those who like to share small things. BK Minis are back at Burger King. What are BK Minis? They're mini burgers and mini chicken sandwiches made just for sharing. They come in 4, 8, and 12-pack sizes, so you can share with your friends no matter how many you have. And BK Minis taste so good that the friends you share them with, well, they'll become even better friends. So if you like to share and you like delicious mini burgers and mini chicken sandwiches, pick up some BK Minis at Burger King today, because it won't be long until they're gone. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
Hungry?
A great meal is closer than you think.
Come on in.
Head on over to Sapp Brothers on I-80.
Where you're always welcome to be our guest.
Just imagine sinking your teeth into a perfect chicken fried steak.
Not just any chicken fried steak, but chicken fried steak that's huge, homemade, and one of the best you'll find around.
Because at Sapp Brothers, we're more than just a travel center. We're a great restaurant, too.
And we'd love for you to be our guest.
So stop by.
In Odessa on I-80, exit 263. Just look for the big coffee pot.
You're always welcome at Sapp Brothers.
Come on in.
Be our guest at Sapp Brothers.
On the road again.
And back on
just
Duncan
can't wait
Jones,
to get
Central
on the road again.
Seattle Radio Superstation live at the Cox Classic. And it's been a great day so far, Daddy.
Yeah, it really has. We've got some great guests. Hopefully one more really big guest coming your way. We're expected to be joined by Matt Goggin. He's a nationwide tour money leader. He's looking for that third win this year on this nationwide tour. What an opportunity. Hopefully, knock on some, yes, it is wooden table. Yes, we're knocking on that we will get to catch up with him. But Derek Moy is one of the guys.
Coming up next minute here. But first, I want to let you know that we have shut down the entries on our Facebook page for the Gary Allen Thompson Square concert tickets. Right now, Merritt is putting all of those names in his Miami Dolphins hat. And after we hear from Derek Moy, then we will get an opportunity to tell you who our winners are. But right now, it's time for our Big Ten football preview, brought to you by our fine friends at Bruce Furniture, Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings, K&K Auto Parts, and Misco Sports. All of our reports from Big Ten Media Days, where we talked to so many folks last week. And here's what the Penn State wide receiver had to say.
He's up for every preseason wide receiver award you could be up for. He's Penn State wide receiver Derek Moy. He joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show right now. Derek, thanks so much for letting us have a minute with you here. And congratulations on all the preseason stuff you've had going on this summer.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. You know, I appreciate it.
it's definitely an honor to be on some of those watch lists and things like that. But you know, it doesn't really mean too much until you go out and prove it during the season.
I'm sure you guys are sick of hearing about the 7-6 season a year ago and wanting to change that. That's not Penn State. That's not the Penn State way. That's not why you went to Penn State. How eager are you, and how much confidence do you have that you're going to turn this thing around and get back to a 10-win team?
Yeah, I mean, I think we have a lot of confidence in ourselves for to have a good season this year. And you know, as you said, that's not Penn State being 7-6. You know, we're looking forward to getting out there and proving to everybody, you know, within the Big Ten and in the country that you know we are a good team, and we're gonna go out there and win some games this year.
Penn State wide receiver Derek Moyes with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Talk about the quarterback situation. You can only do some things if somebody gets you the football. Spring ball, the way things have been going in the summer. Tell me how that's going for you.
It's been going pretty well. You know, in the summer, we've as receivers gotten a pretty good relationship with both quarterbacks. You know, going out there throwing each and every day, and you know, the quarterbacks, you know, they're taking it very seriously. You can tell each guy wants to be the starter, and I think we'll be in great hands with whoever the coach decides to put at the quarterback position.
Everybody's talking from Nebraska, at least having Alphonso Dennard in the backfield there. Doing some great things, think he'll be a number one draft pick. Do you want the best guys covering you all the time?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely do. I think anytime you get to go against a guy of his caliber, you know you want to bring your best. I think I've been fortunate enough to play against some pretty good corners. You know, in recent memory, against Patrick Peterson. And you know, it's definitely
he was pretty good.
Yeah, he was definitely pretty good. But it's definitely a time and an opportunity to. Go out there and show what you can do.
Did he talk?
He didn't really do too much talking. Nah, he was kind of relaxed.
For the Nebraska fans that are getting to learn the Big Ten teams, who's a couple guys that were competitive, I guess, against you defensively last year that'll be returning this year as far as corners or safeties?
You know, one of the I'm trying to think. Well, a few of them have already left, so. But the one corner I liked, I thought he was a really good player. It's a guy from Michigan State. I think his name's Allen, number 5. You know, he was a pretty good corner, and he was a little bit of a talker. But he was definitely a good player, and you know, I enjoyed competing against him.
Are you a talker?
Not really, no. But I mean, at the time, sometimes I guess I can be. It just depends on the type of mood I'm in, I guess.
Obviously, Nebraska looking forward to building a new relationship and new rivalries all across the Big Ten, but it's something about Penn State and Nebraska rivalries go back to the early 80s when they kept Nebraska probably from winning a couple national championships. Nebraska fans thought maybe they had a chance. Do you guys talk about that at all, or what's your thoughts on Nebraska entering this conference?
You know, I mean, it's definitely great for the conference. We as players, you know, we were kind of younger for the old rivalries and things like that, but we realized the tradition and the mutual respect and the rivalry between both teams. So we just kind of want to pick up where it left off this year.
I got to ask a Joe Pa question. Can the guy see?
Can he see? I mean, you seen his glasses. I think he can.
Well, he definitely must be able to hear. We were talking to your great linebacker, Mike, yesterday. Says he can see him from two fields over. Has Joe Pa ever had to get in your ear at all?
Yeah, he definitely has. I think my freshman year, I remember I had I dropped a pass. I did something wrong in one-on-ones. He came over screaming at me, finger in my face, smacking me on the helmet. You know, I was kind of shocked. It was one of my, I guess, first days there. I didn't really know what to expect and what to do. I was kind of, I guess, a little bit scared, but at the same time, I was like kind of holding myself back from laughing too. So,
one more. How do the players view Joe Paterno? There's so many coaches that you're going to work with on an individual basis, a specific position basis. Is he a dad figure, a grandfather figure, a coach figure? How do the players look at him now?
I think, I mean, he's just a coach figure. You know, we know that, you know, he's the boss. He makes all the decisions and he handles everything. So, you know, we respect him, obviously. I think everyone does. And, you know, we just realize that, you know, if we want to play and we want to get on the field, we have to do right by him.
I think a lot of people out there have this perception that he's a figurehead. He's leaves the coach and everybody else, and he's the face of this deal and has been around for 46. I think it's 46 or 47 season. Is he a figurehead or is he a coach still making decisions?
He's definitely a coach still making decisions. I think if you know if the people who have been, I guess, fortunate enough to stop by practice for a little while, they would tell you in a heartbeat that he's still a coach.
Well, he's definitely one of the best receivers in the Big Ten. He's Derek Moy of Penn State, and we're pleased to have had a minute with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thank you, Derek.
Oh, yeah. Thank you for having me.
Penn State wide receiver Derek Moy joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show as part of our Big Ten coverage. And, of course, all of that brought to you in part by Misco Sports, Gary Michaels Clothiers, K&K Parts, and Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Big Ten today, the preseason coaches poll came out. Wisconsin is 10th, Nebraska is 11th, Oklahoma is number one, followed by Alabama, Oregon, and LSU and Florida State to round out the top five. Also, the Big Ten announcing today that they will play 9 conference games per season starting in 2017. So 2017, you'll get the 5 teams on your side and 3 or 4 of the 6 teams on the other side. There'll still be 2 teams in the league, obviously, won't play. That means 3 non-conference games for the Huskers. That means I don't know what that means, Tony. Will it mean that you don't have to play South Dakota State? You'll just play the other 3 teams? You don't have to play a 1AA team? You don't have to play Tennessee Chattanooga? Will you be able to get Wyoming, UCLA, Southern Miss?
I don't think you want to get those other teams if you're a head coach. Yeah, the fans want that, but I think it's going to be a PUD schedule. I think you're going to see bad teams on there that nobody wants to see.
Well,
I think you're going to see, not that nobody wants to see, but I think you're going to see Conference USA schools from the middle down. I think that's what you're going to get. You're going to, Toledo would be a great get. I mean, Western Michigan, that's what you're going to see. Teams like that.
Buffalo. 888-455-ESPN. That's always our number. In the 6th, the Grand Island American Legion baseball team still trailing Eden Prairie, Minnesota 2-0. That's what it was in the first. Eden Prairie got 2 runs in the first, and it has stayed that way here into the 6th at the Central Plains Regional Tournament in Dickinson, North Dakota. 2-0 at last check. Eden Prairie leading Grand Island. We have our winners for the Gary Allen ticket. Merritt, you can do the honors. Talk about our 2 winners.
Well, we have Andrea Wagner and Jim Kuhn.
Oh, Jim and Andrea, congratulations. Now what you need to do, and Merritt will go ahead and post it back up on the Facebook page, but you need to contact Merritt at the studio, either email him, ESPNDougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, or call him, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776, and we will get the tickets to you for tomorrow night's Gary Allen Thompson Square Concert, 7:30, Buffalo County Fairgrounds in Kearney, and we will be there tomorrow at 11 with the Doug and Daddy Show.
Looking forward to that, Doug. You went to the PGA leaderboard. You had that up a minute ago.
Jason Day, 6-under through 17, a 2-shot lead over young Ty Kim, who is 4-under through 5. But you got a bunch of people that are in the clubhouse at 4-under. Rory Sabatini, DA Points, Thomas Bjorn, Stuart Sink. This is a World Golf Championship event, so really need some status to be able to even get into this. Brant Snedeker is also at 4-under par. Phil Mickelson is at 3-under par as he plays the 18th. Gary Woodland off to a good start, 2-under through 5. Back here in Omaha at the Cox Classic, Jason Schultz has the low round of the day, a 7-under par 64, but Matt Wibring has just went to 7-under as he plays his final hole of the day, which will be the 9th, which is definitely a birdieable hole, Daddy, the short par 4. So if Matt can get a birdie like more than half the field has done today, he will be in the lead. Matt Every is 6-under, Travis Hampshire 6-under, Matt Goggin, who leads the nationwide tour, is playing 18 right now at 6-under par along with Danny Lee.
I just opened up tournament records and see best front nine score, 2007. Jason Day, he's leading the PGA Tour. Best front nine score. Hey, he fires a little 7-under 28 at him in
here
2007.
Here at the Cox
Classic. Best third round score, fires a 9-under 62 in 2007. So Jason Day is one of those guys that has advanced from the Nationwide Tour, makes a lot of headlines now on the PGA Tour. And that's exciting. He's the type of player you're seeing here today.
You just can't miss him, folks. Also, yesterday we had Chip Brown on from OrangeBloods.com. Jim from Grand Island, our delusional Husker fan, says Texas is going to be forced to go independent, Daddy. They're going to tick everyone else off at the Big 12 with their arrogance.
That's all you got to say is Texas. And some guy's got a Longhorn shirt. He just... We'll just hook them down. We'll just hook them.
That's okay. It's good to know people shop at garage sales and Goodwill. There's no problem with that, sir. No problem. As he has some fun. Is that a James Dean tat on his leg?
Yeah, I don't know. That looks like it hurt.
But anyway, Delusional says everyone, they're going to tick everyone off at the Big 12 with their arrogance, and Oklahoma and Oklahoma State are going to bolt somewhere, and A&M will head to the SEC, and all Texas is going to be left with is a conference that looks very similar to the old Southwest Conference. And I doubt Nebraska will be telling the Big Ten to help them out and bring them into the conference like we did when we invited them into the Big Eight, which became the Big 12.
You know, the arrogance continued just to rub people the wrong way from Texas. And now they're starting to look at Nebraska as the whiners that left the conference. I got a chance to watch some of June Jones, the SMU football coach's press conference from Conference USA today, or Conference USA Media Days. And he was saying that, you know, it was actually asked, do you think that SMU would be a logical fit for the Big 12? And, of course, you know, saying, well, yeah, we keep winning football games. We'd be a good draw for them. And, you know, and basically went on to ask him about the Longhorn Network. And they were, you know, he was saying, hey, any publicity is good publicity. I don't care where it comes from, even negative publicity. We'll take all the publicity we can get. That was June Jones from Conference USA, Conference USA Media Days.
Trent fires in, Notre Dame is close to joining Big East in football in 2015. Some thought Notre Dame, Chip said yesterday, Notre Dame might still be looking at the Big 12, especially if an A&M would leave. And so we'll find out. It's all still out there. We need to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will have more from the Cox Classic, possibly Matthew Goggin. Again, we're up against it. He's finishing up. We'll see what happens. But don't miss it. The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on after this from the Cox Classic in Omaha.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Two Bronco assistants have been named the interim co-head coaches of the Hastings College volleyball team for this season. Abby Welliver and Lindy Rose will take over for Lori Willitson, resigned last week. Hastings College Athletic Director Ian Roberts says naming Welliver and Rose the co-head coaches was the best option available.
You know, Lindy and Abby know the players. They know our offense. They know our defense. They had a hand in recruiting all of our incoming students. They know the GPAC. They know who's strong. They know the offenses. They know the defenses. Obviously, there's been some changes. Morningside's coach has left. Dort's coach has retired. But they're familiar with our conference. They have a combined 12 years in the conference. They both have coaching experience. They've worked during the summers for Coach Willitson and Coach Alexander. They have club coaching experience. So I'm excited, and I think that they're passionate about Bronco volleyball.
The Broncos finished 21-14 last year, 10-6 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The two become the fifth head coach in the last 4 years for the Hastings College volleyball program. Hastings College football team has been picked by the league's coaches to finish fifth this year in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Broncos finished 5-5 last year, with defending NAIA national runner-up Sioux Falls no longer in the GPAC. Morningside was picked first in the preseason poll. Northwestern was second, followed by Midland University, Dakota Wesleyan, and Hastings. Nebraska Wesleyan was sixth, followed by Concordia, Doan, Briarcliff, and Dort. Hastings College football coach Tony Harper told the gathering at GPAC Media Days in Sioux City yesterday that his team needs to be more consistent this year.
Last year, we're coming off a 5-5 season, very inconsistent. I think if you look at some of the big telltale signs, it's how many points we gave up defensively, how many we scored offensively, time of possession, different things like that. If you look straight across the board, it's pretty even. And what we've got to do, and what we stressed hard in spring ball, is we got to be more consistent. We can't be up and down. And when we get down, we got to get up right now. And that's something that we really tried to focus on in the spring with those guys.
Hastings opens the season on September 10th at home against the Dort Defenders. Gretna scored 5 runs in the top of the first inning and went on to defeat Beatrice 7-2 last night to win the Class B State American Legion Baseball Championship. Elkhorn Mount Michael won the Class C State Championship with a 4-1 win over Pender. The Nebraska football team will hold their annual Fan Day tomorrow at Memorial Stadium. The event will run from 2 until 3:30. Fans are encouraged to come out and meet the Husker players and coaches before the start of fall practice on Saturday. And that's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
And we're back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, live from the Cox Classic. All kinds of fun things going on here, and we invite you to come down and be a part of it. Great charities, a nonprofit organization. They raise so much money for all the great charities here. And, of course, there's some great golf going on out there as well, Tony.
Yeah, there certainly is. And you take a look at the numbers you expect. There's a lot of birdie holes out here with the talent that's on this golf course. You expect it to be 20 under. You expect it to be 25 under if you're going to win this golf tournament. And if you look at the leaderboard, it certainly sets up like that. Certainly nobody's went out and shot the 60 or 62 that maybe they have in the past. Somebody usually gets hot and puts a string together and runs off some big numbers. But, you know, if you look back over this the long history of this tournament, and when I say long history, you're talking about 14 tournaments, 21, 26 under par, 13's been the lowest or the highest score, I guess, to win this, and that was Matt Gogel in 1998. But 26 under, it's taken that two times. So you're expecting low scores. So 5-6 under, you expect 5-6, 7 under to lead after today's rounds.
Well, we've had quite a few great folks join us on the Doug and Daddy Show today, and we want to thank all of them for being a part of the program today. We're going to have a chance to be back tomorrow. Have a few more Demolition Derby tickets for Sunday's Demo Derby at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds that we're going to be giving away tomorrow. Today we gave away to Jim and Andrea our tickets to the Gary Allen Thompson Square Concert, which is tomorrow night, and tomorrow we will be for our show at 11 o'clock out at the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. We welcome everybody into town for the fair, and so many great things going on this weekend. We got baseball on the ESPN this weekend. Yankees Red Sox, the number one rivalry in baseball, Saturday afternoon. Pre-game begins at 2, and then Sunday night, first pitch at 7:05.
Some excitement there with those two teams pulling away from everybody and continuing to win after win after win pile up. You thought maybe there was going to be an implosion last night, but that did not happen for the Yankees.
Darn it. They only scored 18 runs.
Yeah, tough for an implosion to happen when you got 18 on the board.
Bottom of the fifth, Toronto 2, Tampa Bay nothing. Texas and Detroit playing this afternoon. They are scoreless as well. And again, in football, Nebraska is number 11 in the preseason coaches poll out today. Oklahoma number 1, followed by Alabama, Oregon, LSU, and Florida State. Rounding out the top 5, then it's Stanford, Boise State, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, and Wisconsin in the top 10. Nebraska is 11th, followed by South Carolina, Virginia Tech, Arkansas, and TCU. 16th is Ohio State, then Michigan State, Notre Dame, Auburn, and Mississippi State. And at 21, Missouri, followed by Georgia, Florida, Texas, and Penn State.
Doug, we continue to say Matt Goggin has an opportunity to join us. He's on 18, just finishing up. Hopefully, we know we're up against the top of the hour break. We apologize. It's just the way it went. They slowed down play on 16 and 17. He's finishing up on 18. Hopefully, we maybe get a minute with him and can play that right away to start the show tomorrow. That's our hope.
Well, let's take our final break and see what happens as we are at the Cox Classic in Omaha here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio.
People you know, community people.
Building a small business takes a lot of work, some sleepless nights, and a great banking relationship. We know the community, and we know you. We're the place to bank for a small business. After all, we're a small business, too. Mendon Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
This Day in Sports. August 4th, 1985, Tom Terrific, a.k.a. Tom Seaver, won his 300th game as the White Sox beat the Yankees. New York scored first with a run in the third, but in the sixth, Chicago took a 4-1 lead, and that was all Seaver would need. He struggled a little late in the game, but with two outs in the bottom of the ninth...
Seaver sets, checks Pasquad pitches. Baylor swings, sends a fly ball into shallow right. Now it's deeper. Back goes the left fielder, rather, into left. It's caught, and Seaver has won his 300th game.
And that's what happened This Day in Sports.
Doug and Danny Show, Matt Goggin just wrapped up, and he's got to go sign his scorecard, so we will not get him live today. We hope to have him on tomorrow's show or maybe another one of the golfers here at the Cox Classic as we're winding things up today. Merritt, anything else that we need to tell the folks?
No, I think we're good.
Are you happy?
Always.
Okay. Jason Schultz, Matthew Goggin did birdie 18, Daddy, so it got him to 7-under, and he has a share of the lead here with Danny Lee, Matt Goggin, Jason Schultz, all 7-under 64, but Matt Wibring is playing the ninth, his final hole, very birdieable, and he is setting at 7-under. At 6-under, Matt Every, Travis Hampshire, Aaron Watkins, they're all at 6-under par at this time, but of course, John Hurley is in the last group of the day to tee off at number one at 220. John Peterson is in the last group of the day to tee off at 220 off of number 10 here today, Tony.
Some big names up at the top of this leaderboard. Of course, if Goggin wins this tournament, he'll automatically advance the battlefield promotion. Three wins on this tour, you automatically advance the PGA Tour with some conditional status limits, but nonetheless, you advance the PGA Tour, and that's obviously the goal. He's been there 9 out of the last 11 years.
Shane Zywick, 1-over today, unfortunately, through 12 holes. He is the professional at Highlands. We talked to John Peterson with him about him, and he's not going low like he had hoped today. If you are over par, right now there are 96 players that have teed off, and only 14 of them are over par.
Got to go low. There's birdie holes out there, folks. I mean, if you know the clubhouse setup here, you go just across the street to the south. That is number nine. You'll see the bleachers set up around the number nine. You know, they're launch and drives right. I mean, the balls are coming right down below you. It's a great little stadium viewing area to see a lot of birdies made. Everybody's birdieing the holes. We got to see one eagle this morning. Otherwise, everybody was birdieing in pars. Never saw a bogey and probably watched 33 golfers go through there.
And, of course, folks, I had this wrote down and hadn't gotten to it yet. Hastings College Athletic Director Ian Roberts announcing, we had him on yesterday about the volleyball situation. Assistant volleyball coaches Lindy Rose and Abby Welliver will take on the leadership role for Bronco Volleyball as the co-head coaches this season. Rose, a four-year starting setter, two-year team captain for the Broncos, led the team to the Nationals in 2006. She was club coach for 2 years at the Heartland Volleyball Club and has coached summer volleyball camps at Hastings College for 5 years. Welliver, a two-time All-American scholar-athlete when she played for the Broncos, an assistant for Grand Island Central Catholic High School and club coach for Grand Island's Power 15. Roberts appointed Roseanne Welliver following the resignation of Coach Lori Willardson over the weekend, who left to be back with her family in Colorado, her husband getting a job. They hadn't sold their house financially. They needed to move back, and so they did. And it's going to be on the surface. If you told anybody about this, they would talk about how rough this is going to be for Hastings College. But let's see if a couple of gals that we know in Abby and Lindy can get some things done here with Hastings College and the great talent that they have on this team.
There's certainly some – they know the game. I think relating the players will probably be the main challenge. Best of luck to both those ladies. What a huge opportunity, though, it is for both those ladies. I'm sure they'll have some fun with it.
Well, that's going to wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've sure had fun here. We want to thank Barry Crehan, Chad Martison, Tim and the gang, Jerry, Fort, all the folks that were part of being able to be back here this year at the Cox Classic. And our guest today on the show, we got a chance to talk to a couple of the area golfers that are going to be playing this afternoon. O'Neill native, Texas A&M graduate, John Hurley, who's been wowing the crowds all week here. Also to John Peterson, the former Kearney Country Club pro, now the pro at Miracle Hills, and the top PGA player in the state of Nebraska and one of the top top instructors. Also, Jody from Ahetra, one of the organizations, the Therapeutic Riding Association, one of the many charities that Cox Classic helps benefit. Also, Tony Harper, football coach from Hastings College. Derek Moy, wide receiver from Penn State, and tournament director Chad Martison. Tomorrow on the program, more special guests, more Big Ten preview. I think we'll go with Edwin Baker, the outstanding wide or running back from Michigan State. You hear about Kirk Cousins, but Baker, just a junior, could be the best running back in the conference, and we'll talk to him tomorrow in our Big Ten preview live from the Buffalo County Fairgrounds. Daddy, to you and Susie, happy anniversary, man.
Yeah, happy anniversary, Susie. 4 years.
That's it? Anything else?
Oh, my gosh, 4 years. I've been with you seven, but only four, Susie.
I'm not asking the obvious question. Have a great day, everyone, from the Cox Classic here in Omaha, ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.